heed a certain call when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children.
That's a beautiful song, isn't it? Wow. Not only we are the world, you, my friends, my listeners, are the world. So be the world. Be it. Be the change. I like that word, change. We're going to talk a lot about that for the next 2 weeks on this show. We'll come to that in a minute. Welcome to Let's Create a Better World. I am Bobby Elias, your host.
And I'm Divine Aubrey, your co-host. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Create a Better World Mind-Body-Spirit Connection.
And we've got a really good guest coming on. You're going to introduce her in a few minutes. Just a brief on what she's going to talk about.
Yes, I'm delighted to have Brenda Smith with us here today. She's going to be speaking on breast cancer. Is breast cancer really preventable? And hopefully we'll have a little time to talk about stress management and how stress management ties into preventing all kind of diseases. So super delighted to have Brenda with us today.
Good. All right. We're going to start with her in about a minute or two, but next week's show I'll announce, and then Divine's going to announce the following week. But this coming week's show, a week from today, would be October the 25th of always Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And that would be Ellie Lax, one of our very, very most popular guests ever, who runs an animal sanctuary that really does great things, and they're expanding all over the country little by little. But we're going to talk mostly about change. She's got some great, great insight on that and some information that you will like. I'll be with her as well as Divine going into that deeper about how and why change, the change is going to be, and how there's some good things that are going to come out of all that. And there's two or three key words that she uses a lot. We'll discuss that when you hear the show next week. And Divine?
Yes, and then the following week, Wednesday, November 1st, Veronica Gabriel will be joining us again to follow up on change as well. And as you all know, Veronica is an exceptional transformational coach, speaker, author, consultant. She's a guest on our show once a month, so looking forward to have her coming back and talking about the change that's happening on this planet as well. And, Bobby, just a little note. I think there's a little static on the line.
Oh, really? Let me see.
Yeah.
It must be more than usual. Let me see. How's it? Is it better?
Still static.
Yeah, I hear something, too, but we're just going to have to go with what we have because I don't know what else we can do. Hold on. Let me try. Is this better?
I don't know if they're testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, let's just do what we can and do the best we can. And maybe it could be coming from the studio in New York. So,
okay.
I have two little things before you introduce our guest officially. We're going to try to get a big name person to come and talk about what's going on in football and other sports where athletes are taking a knee, they're sitting out the national anthem, and they're protesting, fists going up. And this, I haven't made anything like this too much since 1968 in Mexico City when Tommy Smith and John Carlos put their fists up and it created a lot of controversy. Well, I may get the guest in, I may not, depending on who we can get and our time slots and everything, but the issue is strong because the owners are all older and they're white, and that's nothing wrong with that. And they make a lot of money. They're mostly billionaires. But there's some racism going on, is what the players are saying. So we'll get into that again a little more in the next week or two as we see who we can get as a guest. Then also, one more announcement quickly. The Nobel Prize was given out, and it was given out to a number of the nominees were advancing the cause of peace and against war. It's really wonderful. And I'll try to get more information on that, or we may have a show on that to at least some degree. Some of the shows we have, we think would have two different guests where each of them takes so much time. That way, not one guest for the whole hour. But today, we've got a great show on, and it's all yours, Divine, just to get started.
Okay, perfect. So we want to welcome Brenda Smith, who is a licensed acupuncturist. She's also a licensed esthetician, massage therapist, and she specializes in stress management and women's health. And today, specifically, since October is the National Cancer Breast Awareness Month, Brenda's going to be talking to us about the Sure Touch breakthrough technology, and it's a alternative to the normal conventional testings of mammograms and ultrasound. So welcome, Brenda.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to meet with us. And I also want to mention that Brenda does a lot of community education and outreach about women's health, and specifically alternatives to breast exams. And she'll tell us about that later. She has an event coming up later this month. So let's jump right in, Brenda, and talk about, is breast cancer actually preventable?
Well, yes, it is. And if you take the time to kind of pick through all the major players in cancer, they all have some information on their websites about what we could be doing proactively to reduce our risk and potentially to prevent breast cancer. Cancer in general is very often lifestyle triggered. So it's how we eat, it's how we're living, it's our stress levels, all those things that make our bodies more susceptible to having cancer take root. Cancer cells are just mutated cells. They're cells, normally our cells grow, they do what they're going to do, and then they naturally die. Cancer cells don't die. And then if they stay in the body any longer, then they continue to mutate and then they grow. So if you have a healthy immune system, your body is automatically going to neutralize those cancer cells on a daily basis. We all have cancer cells in our bodies right this minute. It's just a matter of whose body can break it down and who can't. Some of them are genetic, but many of them can be stimulated to grow because of how we live and how we're eating. So breast cancer specifically is just, it's another cancer. Absolutely, it can be prevented, or it can certainly reduce our risk.
Wow, that's awesome news, because, you know, there's a lot of women running around who are, you know, absolutely in fear of, you know, getting breast cancer. So it sounds like the key is a healthy immune system.
It's a healthy immune system. Exactly. And that's, again, it's a combination of eating properly, you know, having the proper nutrients in our bodies to neutralize those cells. It's exercise. You know, there's a lot of studies that are being done, and we're seeing that breast cancer, and we'll speak to that specifically, breast cancer cells do not survive well in an oxygen-rich environment. So are we getting exercise? Are we getting enough circulation to the breast? You know, the whole controversy about whether or not bras cause breast cancer. You know, we can't pin it on one thing. It's a combination of things. But there was one study that was done, kind of what we call, you know, anecdotal, just basically somebody looking at the studies and looking at the women who developed breast cancer, and they found that most of those women wear their bras for longer than 12 hours a day. So doing something as simple as getting out of your bra in less than 12 hours every day so that you can improve the circulation to the breast. You know, when breast cancer metastasizes, it goes into your lymph. Well, what does the lymph carry? You know, it's kind of the sewer system of our bloodstream. So when the body needs to throw things off and get it out, it goes into the lymphatics. if those lymphatics are being congested by a bra, especially an underwire bra, now you've got a little bit of a situation where a cancer cell can take root and it can grow. So simple mm-hmm. things like that. There are studies that are showing that optimizing our vitamin D levels will increase, vitamin D in and of itself reduces inflammation, and it helps the immune system to work properly. So getting our levels to plus over 50, 50 to 70 is ideal. They're telling us that 35 is fine, and it's fine. But in terms of cancer prevention, and again, specifically breast cancer, we want to get our vitamin D levels higher than that, up into the 50 to 70 range. Iodine is another substance that research is showing that breast cancer cells do not survive well in an iodine-rich environment. So when we look at women that have gone through menopause and, you know, we have lower estrogen levels, our iodine levels drop too. I see a lot of patients that come in their 40s and 50s that are now being put on thyroid medication. And it's not that the thyroid's low, it's that we're low in iodine. You know, they knew this years ago. Morton salt is what? It's iodized. They put the iodine in it because we're not getting it from the diet. So these are really simple things that we could be doing that reduce the risk and ultimately could be very much protective and preventative in terms of breast cancer.
Divine, I wanted to ask you a question and also just let our listeners know that this is Let's Create a Better World, and we're speaking about breast cancer with our guest. Thank you for being on, and I've heard good things about you, and so far you've given us some great information. It's really a lifestyle thing where it's all around health. In other words, what we eat, what we take, what exercise, our mind being in the right place. It's a lot of things, and this is what our show does. We talk about all these things, but you're really getting into breast cancer and a lot of good information for our listeners. So carry on. I don't have any special questions. Well, I do. My statement and question is this, that you do agree that a diet rich in lots of vitamins and minerals and vegetables and fruits, a plant-based diet is helpful. I don't know what your philosophy is on that, but we would think that the diet, as well as all these other things you're saying, would have something to do with it. Could you make a comment on that, please?
Oh, absolutely. Diet is huge. And, you know, and again, one of the things that cancer likes to eat is sugar. It thrives on sugar. So, you know, our diet in the last 30 to 40 years since, you know, the advent of microwaves and TV dinners and processed foods and Wonder Bread and all these processed foods and all these GMOs, our bodies are in total disarray. And we do need to get back to eating more vegetables particularly. And I find it interesting that it's always fruits and vegetables. Why isn't it vegetables and fruit? Fruit is wonderful, but fruit is fructose. So we get some people that eat tons and tons of fruit, and that's a lot of sugar. So yep. I'm not recommending not to eat fruit, but in terms of that particular group of foods, the vegetables really need to be more prominent than the fruit. And all kinds of vegetables. And that's a challenge because people tend to eat the things that they're familiar with and that they're comfortable with. But eating seasonally is really important. So when you go in the market, look at what there's an abundance of. Whatever there's an abundance of is typically what the body is going to need at that particular time of year. As an acupuncturist, I love how we see food in terms of therapeutics. So, you know, this is a time of year where there are a lot of squashes. Squash is very nourishing to the body. It's very hydrating. Well, especially here in Southern California, we've got all this dry heat this time of year. So I'm seeing patients with dry coughs and all kinds of, you know, bronchitis and things that they're dry in the lungs. The squashes moisten that. You know, things are in season when they're supposed to be in season. Oranges are going to be in season in the winter. Chinese therapeutics, you eat steamed oranges to release phlegm. That's when we have a phlegmy cough. So having a variety of fruits, a variety of vegetables, and looking at what's in season, finding ways to make it palatable and getting those nutrients in our bodies is really, really important.
That's good.
Did that speak to your question, Bobby?
Yes, very, very good. Thank you. I agree because the diet is so, so important. And one more thing you might want to add on is that in this country, the diet is horrible. I mean, really, really bad because people are out to make money and the corporations, and they don't really give us food that we need. They don't really emphasize food. Some of the health stores are doing a better job of that, but even there, they're not 100%. So this is a major, major issue that we need better food, better information about what to eat, what not to eat. We do this on this show, but you're bringing out great information, and I do appreciate that. Okay.
And, you know, I agree with you, Bobby, in terms of what's, you know, what's being pushed on us. But the reality is that it's all about our choices. It's not that we don't have a choice to have good food. We just choose not to eat it.
A lot of people don't know.
That's my message. Well, yeah, that's true. To some degree, we don't know, but I get patients in all the time that I have these conversations with, and the answer I get is, I know. So, I mean, like even speaking to the whole breast cancer issue, you know, when I get women to come in for the breast exam, I ask them, are you doing your own self breast exam? And they say, no, I really should, but I don't. Well, what's that about? You know, what is that about, that we're not being proactive? We have the information. We're not acting on it, and we're not acting on it because there's no urgency until they go in and get a mammogram and they see something, in quotes, as I put that, you know, because something on a mammogram 50% of the time is nothing, and we're getting overtreated and we're getting overdiagnosed because we're not taking the time to really understand what's going on in our bodies. And the same thing happens with going to the store. You can get fresh vegetables. You know they're there. You don't have to go get frozen ones or canned ones. You know, it's really an issue of choice. So yeah, the food supply is very much corrupted in a lot of situations. But making the extra effort to get better food products is a choice. The education, that's what I'm all about, is educating. Now you've got to make the decision to make the right choices.
Well, you're doing good at educating, and our show does the same thing. But what I'm trying to say is that the government, the system here, the health systems, the Medicare, Medicaid, there's not enough information to have a right diet, simply because the genetically engineered foods and all these foods that come up in the big corporate companies, they're out to make money, and they're not out to make us healthy and care about us and all the things. And doctors don't do as much of a job on foods and intake and supplements because they don't know. They've learned a whole different system of giving pills and cut you up. So this is what we're all about, and I you're welcome to make some thoughts on that, or Divine, you have another some more thoughts on all these different issues.
Well, I like to point back to the mammograms because that's what conventional, you know, medical field is saying, that the mammograms are the best prevention. And I would like to get Brenda's point of view to why are women told to get mammograms, and are they the best preventive measure?
Well, first of all, mammograms are not prevention, and that comes as a shock to a lot of people. Mammograms don't prevent anything. Mammograms are looking for something that's already there. So that's the first thing we have to get really clear on. Just because you're going every year to get your mammogram, you haven't prevented a thing. There are studies right now. There are countries, including Switzerland, who has recently decided to stop offering mammograms, who believe that mammograms are actually part of the causality, certainly not part of the prevention. So that's the first thing we have to get really clear in our minds. And then the other reason, the other question, Divine, that you asked is, why are women told to get them? Is that because that's what's in the system? That's the only thing they have that's available that the insurance will cover. Understanding that our medical system in this country is run by the insurance companies and the drug companies. So pretty much everything that we are being told to do is driven by those two industries. And a lot of the physicians, that's, you know, kind of the way they go. And some of them I actually feel bad for because their hands are tied. If they don't tell you to have a mammogram, then they're liable if you get caught with something, you know, if something happens down the road. But again, it's a matter of choice. Women need to remember that we can refuse that. We can tell the doctor, okay, I know it's time for me to get screened, but I'm choosing not to have a mammogram. I'm choosing to get checked a different way. And take responsibility for our bodies as opposed to just, you know, kind of going through the cattle line. The problem that's happening with mammograms is that, again, study after study is showing that in many cases, they're doing more harm than good. we're getting a lot of false negatives and a lot of false positives with women who have dense breast tissue. The issue is that 50% of women have dense breast tissue. So these are staggering numbers. Half the women having mammograms have dense breast tissue. If you have that, the mammogram sees a cancer as a white spot. It also sees the density as a white spot, so they can't tell the difference. Now they have the new 3D mammograms. They're a little bit more specific. They give more information. But now, instead of having the equivalent of 10 chest x-rays with one mammogram, you're getting four times the radiation for the 3D mammogram. Now, here's my question. We know that ionizing radiation causes cancer, correct? So if ionizing radiation causes cancer, why are we looking for cancer with ionizing radiation?
Good point.
Right? And if it's a something that we don't know about, why would we hit it with more? Why don't we move on to something else? It just doesn't make sense.
Because they're making a lot of money.
Right, because but that's all they have. So they're not willing to accept other technologies, and there are other technologies. So, you know, I think at this point it's a pride issue. They're making crazy amounts of money on us it's an industry. $2 billion with a B. $2 billion a year is raised in October for breast cancer awareness. Let me ask you something. Do you know any woman that's not aware? I mean, do we really need all this pink to be aware? We are aware. What we're not aware of is how to prevent it. And what we're not aware of is that we have choices for other ways to screen for it that will be more accurate and will be ultimately safer for us. That's where the awareness needs to go.
Yes, that there's other options and they're just as good, if not better. And so then that leads us into the sure touch method. Can you talk to us on that?
Absolutely. So sure touch is a technology. It's the technology is called elastography. And basically what it is, it's a highly sensitive sensor that feels for changes in the breast tissue. Cancer has a very specific profile. It's very sharp, it's thick, and it's hard. So I like to describe it as a difference between having your sock bunched up in your shoe versus having a pebble in your shoe. You know when your socks are bunched up, you know, it's uncomfortable, but it's just lumpy. So that's normal breast density. That's maybe a little bit of some cystic problems. There might be some congestion in the milk ducts, any of those kinds of things. But a cancer is hard and thick. It feels like a little rock. When ladies come in to have the short touch with me, I have a demo pad that has these different types of lesions in them, and I have them feel that so they know what they're feeling for. The statistics are saying that probably upwards of 90% of women are finding their breast cancers themselves. I was just at an event I spoke at last month. They had three survivors on the panel. And two of the ladies had just gone in for mammograms and told they were clear, and they found their cancers themselves. So, again, why are our physicians not taking the time to teach us how to do our own self-breast exam? So what SureTouch does is it finds those lesions that are different from the normal lumps and bumps. The gentleman that developed it, his mom had been having mammograms year after year, and she was cleared, and she developed a little lump right under her collarbone. And when they went to biopsy that, it was breast cancer. So we have breast tissue all the way up to our collarbone and all into our armpit, but the mammogram can't capture any of that area. So if you have it in those areas, the mammogram's not going to find it anyway. The other thing that is really empowering is when I do find even just cystic activity or dense breast tissue with the women that I examine, I have them feel it so that they know where it is and what it feels like. And then they can have some sense of power in checking themselves every month and knowing, okay, no, that's the normal one that's there. And if they go to see the physician and the physician's eyes get big and they say, ooh, what's that? They can say, no, I've already had that checked. That's not a problem. But, yeah, so that's what I do. This started out as something that I just added to my practice. As you said, I specialize in women's health. I thought, oh, this will be nice. And, oh, my goodness, it's kind of taken on a life of its own because I didn't know how little we know as women about how to take care of our breasts and how to be proactive in terms of prevention. So it's been a tremendous blessing to me and to the women that come into my practice. And I'm just really honored to be able to offer this exam.
Divine, I want to thank you for bringing Brenda in. You've got so much information. This is what we like. This is what we want. This is what we need. Our show is to teach and educate our listeners about many things that they don't know, because the regular system and the health industry doesn't really tell people about all these things you're saying. Also, I like the part about Switzerland. You know, there are a lot of products, GMO products, Coca-Cola. They're not allowed in countries like Switzerland, Sweden, Denmark, mm-hmm. Norway, Finland, because those countries are very, very much into health, and they will not allow bad companies and bad products to come into their country. So I commend a company like that, and there are other countries we can go into. But anyway, any more thoughts on that, or Divine, if you want to continue this discussion?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like to talk about a couple of things. Brenda, is breast cancer only specific to women, or is this something that men need to be concerned about as well?
Thank you for asking that question, because men do get breast cancer as well. It's a small percentage, but they do. And I was just having this conversation with my husband the other day, because he's saying, you know, well, do I need to do my own self-breast exam? And it's interesting because for the men, it's almost a little bit easier to see because they don't have obviously as much breast tissue as we do. But for men, it tends to show up as a dimple. So if you're looking in the mirror and you just suddenly kind of have this funny little dimple, that's something that a man should get checked. I haven't had too many men come in for breast exams, but I have had a couple who you know, were a little concerned, and it turned out to be nothing. But men do get it as well.
Mm, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, and so if someone is diagnosed with breast cancer, in your experience, what are other options other than the normal, again, chemo and radiation? Are there any other options?
Well,
and what's the urgency?
Right, and I think that's really the bigger issue, is what is the urgency? Because here's the thing. One of the reasons Switzerland is stopping doing mammograms is because, again, the number of false positives and the number of over-treatment that we're having. There are different types of cancers. So let's just start with that. There isn't just one. You have breast cancer, that's it. There are several different kinds, and then there are subcategories within that. So really, if we break it down, we're looking at dozens of different types of breast cancers. Some of them are very aggressive and need to be treated immediately. Most of them are not. So the first question, if they say that they found something, is, okay, how aggressive is it? How urgent is it for this to be treated right away? Because most cancers have already been in the breast for five, some people say even longer than that, at least 3 to 5 years before you found it. So you don't have to run out and have a mastectomy tomorrow. So that's one thing. The other thing is, in terms of actually diagnosing whether or not it's a real cancer, there are some things that are being categorized as cancers, like DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which basically is a cluster of abnormal cells that are in the milk duct, and they will probably never go anywhere. There are women walking around with DCIS forever, and nothing happens. So getting those checked. I have the privilege of working with a wonderful pathologist here in Pasadena that does a fine needle aspiration. And that's a very, very thin needle that goes right in, pulls out the tissue, and he can read it right away. Only the pathologist can tell you whether or not it's cancer, okay? The doctor can't tell you. The radiologist can't tell you. Only the pathologist looking through the microscope. So that's the first thing to establish. Is this really a cancer? Number one. Number two, is it an aggressive cancer? If it is, then you've got to do what you've got to do, absolutely, to save your life. But in most cases, it's not life-threatening. So I know in China, you know, as an acupuncturist, I know how they do things sometimes in China. We have herbs that will break up a cancerous lesion. In China, what they'll do is they'll create that herbal formula as a tea, and then they can inject it directly into the tumor to break it up. Unfortunately, that's something that in this country legally can't be done, because as an acupuncturist, I'm a legal herbalist, but I can't inject anything. And physicians that can inject legally can't use herbs. So we can't do that here. But there are other parts of the world. In Spain, there are wonderful clinics. In Germany, there are wonderful clinics. In Mexico, there are wonderful clinics. And people who have, women who have sought those therapies out and have had very successful treatment without doing the chemo and the radiation. Again, our overdiagnosis and overtreatment here of cancers that are not really cancers are causing a lot of women to go through procedures that are unnecessary. And in very, very often they end up being more harmful. So we do have options.
Brenda, I have a question on that. Radiation and chemotherapy are used. And in this country, it's a lot. It's a lot of money that's being made. And a lot of people like myself, I'm somewhat of an activist for many years, we're against that. This station, the owner, Gary Noe, very much against, because those actually cause more cancer, in our opinion. I don't know how you feel, but we're against that. As you just mentioned, these other countries have protocols. They have systems to help people, to heal people, that are more pure than what ours are. Some thoughts on the difference between here and other countries, please.
Well, that was it. You know, you go to, you know, they use aromatherapy in France. They use all kinds of, I mean, we're just, as I said before, we're driven by the drug companies. And unfortunately, ever since that system came into be at the end of the 1800s, our health has declined because of these medications. Now, sometimes they're life-saving, and I'm not saying that they're not. But we have become dependent on prescription medications in this country, and they're doing more harm than good. So
right.
We absolutely have to start looking back. And it's interesting how, you know, any of the natural medicines are called alternative, but all the medical schools before the advent of penicillin were naturopathic medical schools. Like, the medical schools didn't even want to take that, the penicillin. And they were like, what is that? We can't give that to our doctors. How can we have them give this to people? You know, it was all about nutrition and herbs and all kinds of things. And, you know, cancer has been cured in other countries for millennia. You know, why is it suddenly we can't cure it without chemotherapy and radiation? That doesn't make sense.
Right. Very good. We've got to wind the show down pretty soon, I'd like you to give your contact information. Then take 3 or 4 minutes. We have a little time for you. We're not going to be finished yet. To first give your contact information, and then take about 4 or 5 minutes, look at the clock, to give your closing thoughts, just anything else that you didn't say or you want to say without us asking you a question. Brenda, if you could do that, we'd appreciate it. Your contact information first.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Brenda,
so,
please share on your event that's coming up for
our
guests
right.
that are here in the Southern California area.
That's right.
Okay, excellent. Very good. So my website is PasadenaBreastWellness.com. I apologize for it in advance. It needs a lot of work. I'm not a tech person, but that's how you can reach me and get more information about the exam that I do. And locally, my number here in California is area code 626-356-3220. That's also available on the website. You can schedule an appointment online if you're local. So that's all part of that's on the website as well, and the announcement to the event. So as I do these workshops, and I do 30-minute workshops here, 1 hour there, I decided I really needed to do something more comprehensive so the ladies could really be educated and empowered. And last year I did what I call my Women's Health Forum, a conversation about breast wellness and breast health. And it was very well received. So that will be happening again this October 28th, which is a week from Saturday, at the Women's City Club in Pasadena. From 12 to 4, we'll be having a lovely lunch, and then we're going to be talking about some important things. And it's, you know, it can be a bit of a heavy topic. So, you know, we have fun and we reflect and we look at how we can make better choices for ourselves as women of all ages. And And it should be a lovely afternoon. I'm really looking forward to it. We had a wonderful time last year, and I'm looking forward to it this year. I have some wonderful guest speakers coming in and some great sponsors coming in as well. And as far as my closing thoughts, I just want us to realize as women particularly that we do have choices. You know, we have to learn to slow down and not be driven by fear, especially when it comes to breast cancer. I think we're all running in panic. And to just kind of slow down and ask questions and take our time when there's time to take, and that's most of the time. Take back responsibility of our bodies, and as I tell my ladies, you got to take back our girls. The best way to save the tatas is to keep them from getting sick.
Brenda, you know, our show is all over the country, and this station is actually based in New York City. We have a lot of listeners that follow Gary Null, and they're in New York City and within 50 to 100 miles of New York City. So we don't have a lot. We have California's the second or third most people that listen to Progressive Radio Network. So do you help people by phone? Do you have clients that call you from around the different parts of the country? And can you help them? Or can you at least give them some advice? Or are you willing to answer some questions that somebody that may call in or not?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can call me on that number at the 626-356-3220. And, you know, I'm a one-man band, so I may not get back to you right away, but I will get back to you. Absolutely.
Great.
I also,
Divine.
I'm a native New Yorker, by the way. So at some point, I'm thinking about, you know, getting my high school crew and my neighborhood crew and seeing if I can't take the event up to New York City and do it up there. That would be really fun. That would be great to do.
You should, because we could really help you promote it, not only our show, but Progressive Radio Network in general, which is really stationed in New York City. And I would say over half of the listeners that listen to our online show are from New York City, or they are very, very close to New York City. So, yes, and I do want to speak to you about some other issues. I may call you in the next few days about some future things that you're doing and that we're doing, and see if we can connect, because I really, really enjoyed you. You're outstanding. You have in-depth information. You really did your homework, and you're right on as far as everything. And, Divine, we still got 2 or 3 minutes. Is there another thought or question or anything you want to ask her real quick before we finish up?
Well, I'd just like maybe Brenda to give more information on how the test is actually done, because I know it's pain-free, radiation-free, just to point out, you know, some of the other advantages, and also that the, you know, person, the lady, does get the results right away that day.
Yes. So it feels like you're having an ultrasound. The sensor is about 1 by 2 inch square, and it feels like you're having an ultrasound. I make the environment as relaxing as possible. It's in my practice, so we've got nice soft music, and the table is warm, and the lotion is warm, and, you know, it's not, you know, I'm not wearing a white coat and all that stuff. So it feels like you're having an ultrasound. The device itself will record the exam, so we have something to compare it to for next time. It has a general setting, and it has a focus setting. So if we do find something funny, I can amplify the sensitivity so that we can get more information. And the results are immediate. So I'll print a report for you right then. If you want the report for your physician, I write it in the language that they speak so they can see what we found. And then, again, the benefit of being an acupuncturist and an herbalist is sometimes if we do find that you have a lot of breast density or you're having, you know, any kind of difficulties, then I can put you on an herbal formula for 30 to 60 days and see if we can't break that up. And very often we can. So thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for having me explain that. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And I'm so happy that you mentioned that you will suggest different herbs, because that was going to be my question, since the you know, protocol that they use in China to help break up the tumor. I know we can't, you know, it's not allowable here in the U.S., but there are herbal formulas that people can take, right, to help break up.
Right.
Different
there are all, there, okay. To break up, to soften densities. I mean, dense breast tissue is that. It's breast tissue. So we're not going to soften that completely, but we can help alleviate some of the pressure from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then some women have hormonal, you know, hormonal things that happen every month. So I can help regulate those hormonal issues so that they're not in so much discomfort every month. We have options.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Brenda, again, for taking time out and such, you know, wonderful information, empowering information for all of our guests to be aware of.
Thank you very much, Brenda. You were wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Divine. And you both have a wonderful day. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. Take care.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Nice. Divine, good pick. I mean, you told me you had somebody good, and you were right on. She is so complete, just so much all-around information. And, so more thoughts from you on her and her work and what you want, what we should emphasize for our listeners. Just to take a few minutes on anything that you want to talk about regarding that.
Yes, I mean, there's so many, you know, just pearls that she shared. You know, just starting off with a healthy immune system and eating properly and exercising. And also the point that Brenda brought to the forefront is the vegetables and how more important or they're more nutrient-rich, I feel, than fruits. Mm-hmm. And it's important.
Right.
You know, fruits are good, but they do have a lot of, you know, sugar. So that's important. That's an important factor for our guests to know,
right.
You know.
Right.
So, yeah,
and
just so
and
many
one,
different things.
Yeah, one thing on that thing and the sugar thing, both of you are absolutely right. There is more sugar. However, there are people that have analyzed this in depth about the sugar. Absolutely, vegetables are better, especially as people get older. And we're talking about after
mm-hmm.
they hit 35 and 40, that's beginning to – so a little aging process, and it picks up more at 45, 50 and on. But – that's where vegetables should be the number one thing. But there are certain fruits that have less sugar or only a natural sugar that's not as sugary as some of the things that some people think or say. That's what we found
uh-huh.
through a lot of research. But overall, it's best to be careful with fruits, you're right.
She also brought to the forefront how it's important to eat what's seasonal. And
right.
Like she was saying, we know it, and we're like, oh, I should eat more. But a good tidbit was when you go into the grocery store, you know, especially the health food stores, to see what's there in abundance and to broaden our awareness and our consumption of what's naturally in season. And, you know, I've been a vegetarian for many years, 30-plus, and I think my diet it's more, how would you say, broadened than it was as I was going on growing up. I grew up on steak and potatoes, and people are like, you're going to die when I became a vegetarian. But actually, I feel like I'm getting more nutrients from being a vegetarian because I have to venture out and try different things, and I just love the different vegetables. They're awesome, so very good. You know, it is to, as we go into the grocery store, to see what is seasonal and to, you know, ingest more of that.
Yes, and you need to pick stores where the fruits and vegetables are fresher. That's not easy. So one of the things that we do on this show is tell people, if you go to a health store, you can see there's always a produce man around. Ask him which ones were brought in recently, which ones are newer. Then to take it even a step further, you might go to a farmer's market. There, the fruits and vegetables are brought in the same morning. They're picked the same morning, or they're at least one day old. And you want to pick the right companies. Well, that's a show that I mentioned to you this before when we had a talk, that I want to get something on farmer's market, the ins and outs of why they're good and how they bring the food in and how fresh they are and how organic they are. I want us to talk about farmer's market maybe in 4, 5, 6 weeks. But then, now that we have a few minutes to talk, I do like the idea I mentioned to you that you and I can give a show either November the 8th or November the 15th, once again on a Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific, where we can have free reign. I'd like to talk about plant-based diet and the foods that people should eat, the foods they should not eat. Because I've been doing a lot of research and studies, and I have the best of the best information from not only online but from different sources. Because I go, every year I go to these big conferences on cancer, and there's new information all the time, and that's what this show is about. That's one thing I'd like to talk about, and I'm sure you have a lot of great things to talk about, Divine. You want to mention anything on that?
Yes, I would love to talk about, you know, more of the meditation and the stress, you know, management and how just to enjoy our life. You know, I have a program that's called From Stress to Bliss, and it's a 7-week intensive where it takes someone through the breath, through meditation, through conscious prayer, to bring them to the state of I am that I am, to stepping into their greater, more fulfilling self, to live a joyful life instead of being so tuned in to what's happening, you know, on the media. And I know there's things happening in our society, but there's also, you know, people doing wonderful things as well, just like Brenda with her practice, right, and many, many different naturopaths and holistic practitioners and spiritual guides and leaders. So it's for each and every one of us to step up to our greater self to make this a better world.
Yes, and Divine, just what you said, our field, all the things you do, the meditation and all the things, the energy work you do, are all coming bigger and bigger. It's becoming more well-known, more accepted. Things are changing fast. Maybe not fast enough, but fast to large degrees, some more than others. The world is changing. I mean, I'm involved in everything. I'm involved in is growing fast. As a nutritionist, as a health counselor, as health products are growing bigger and bigger. You go to more health shows and you find newer things there. And not only that, but how the power of the mind is. If more information on people being happy, nature. And this is what I'm going to talk about when we do our show. You and I can discuss that in the near future, but I know we can do. There's so much to information out there, and I'm a sponge. And I want our listeners to be sponges and take in all the things that we try to teach on the show. So I'd like to give my information, and then Divine, I'd like you to give your information for people to call us and to discuss what you've heard, what you like, what you'd like to see happen, not only for the show, but for, like, Divine's, her work, the many things that she does. She's going to mention that right now, the different types of things that she can help you with, and her contact information. My contact information, and get a pen and paper, and I'm giving you this so that you can not only tell us what you think that you'd like to hear on the show, but what you think of some of the shows we've had, some of the things we talk about, and that sort of thing. So here's my phone number to call me, the best way, by phone or text. My name is Bobby Elias, that's E-L-I-A-S, and my phone number is 323-770-1925. Again, 323-770-1925. And Divine, you want to take a few minutes to give your information?
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you, Bobby.
Sure.
My name is Divine, and it's spelled D-I-V-I-N-E, Aubrey, A-U-B-R-Y. My website is divineblessings.one. And that's D-I-V-I-N-E, blessings, B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G-S dot O-N-E. And you may reach me via phone at 310-714-9704. And like Bobby said, I do energy work, holistic healing, intuitive healing. I'm an enrichment life consultant.
And
I specialize in the chakras.
And what about the once a week thing you do over the phone? Do you want to discuss that real quickly?
Yes, once a week I have a meditation class that happens on Thursday evening, and it's japa meditation that with Sanskrit mantras, and there's different meditations that help call in different characteristics into our lives. So the information is online at divineblessings.one, or someone can call me directly again at 310-714-9704.
And divine meditation is growing also, and it's very, very important. I really admire you for being so much into meditation. I know every day you do yoga, and I know you do meditation. So we need our listeners to do more of these two things. I'm sure you'd agree, right?
Oh, absolutely. I just want to mention one thing about meditation and how significant and important that it is. I mean, you know, there's two flip sides to our spiritual practice. There's the asking, which is prayer, and then there's the listening, which is meditation. And whether someone has a spiritual practice or not, we're all praying all day long by what we're saying, what we're doing, and what we're thinking. So in that prayer, it makes sense that we take the time and listen, and that's what meditation is all about, just going quiet and tapping into our inner self to be able to, you know, the answers are already there, but we must quiet the mind to be able to access them. So,
and that's very important. And that's very important, to quiet the mind. I like what you say that, because so many people, I know this because I'm one of them, where your mind is racing. Did you notice I do talk a little bit fast, and I've always been anxious and hurried and running around, and I am slowing down little by little through meditation and through all the things I'm learning. But a racing mind is something that I want to work on more and more. And I know that you teach that also. So that's great. Let's talk about the next 2 weeks. I'll mention next week, and you can mention the week after. Next week, which is October the 25th, we mentioned this at the beginning, and I'll be very brief on this one. We're going to really get into change for these next 2 weeks. But Ellie Lacks will be in. She's really, really good at talking about, she's got two or three words that she uses as to why and what we can do to make this a better world. And we're going to get into some of the problems, some of the things that she doesn't like that's going on, and how things are changing, how we can individually, we're going to talk about how each and every one of us individually can make a big dent in changing our own life as well as people around us. And if everybody changes a little bit, that's enormous. So that's going to happen a week from today, which is October the 25th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. And the following week, Divine.
Yes, and then on November 1st, we're going to welcome Veronica Gabriel back. And she's going to be talking about the new paradigm shift that's happening, and also change that's happening in the new millennium, and how each of us can step up and take part of that change. So looking forward to both of our guests that's going to be on for the next 2 weeks.
And I think they have potential to be two of the best shows we've ever had, because we've spoken to the two guests, and they're really fired up to talk about change and some things that need to be heard. So, one more thing, Divine, on the archives, the telephone archives I'll give, and you can give the two online ones, because we're wrapping this up now. The people can call 24 hours a day to any of our archives. And here's the phone number. If you still have a pen and paper handy, or if you don't get it, I'll read it slowly and twice. You can call this number and hear our five most recent shows beginning Thursday, the day after, normally Thursday, once in a while Friday, but you will hear the show, like the show we did today. You can tell your friends, you can hear it again, and that'll be tomorrow, Thursday. The number to call, area 701-719-0994. And the other archives, Divine?
Yes, online, the podcast, which I recommend is the best way to reach the archives online, is letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And Podbean is spelled P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in David, Bean, B-E-A-N, just like a bean that we eat.com. So again, letscreateabetterworld.com. I'm sorry, letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And of course, one can always go to the Progressive Radio Network website, which is prn.fm, and look up Let's Create a Better World.
Okay.
And the archives are usually updated within 24 hours after our live show.
Right. So things are clicking. Things are better than ever, because back up the past 6, 8, 10 months that we've been on this time, new time slot, we're clicking. Before that, we were on some hours where we got it was some problems, and we got hacked, and other things happened. But we don't want to talk about that because that's old, that's past, and that's negative. Let's start. I want to thank everybody, starting with you, Divine. You're just doing wonderful. You're keeping the station, the show, at the top. I mean, our show is getting better and better. So thank you for a great job again, Divine, and for bringing this great guest in that you had today.
You're welcome, and thank you, Bobby, for all the good work that you do for the show and being the creator of Let's Create a Better World. Thank you so much. And I know our audience thanks you as well.
Yes, well, we're going to be in touch with our audience more and more. You and I are going to do a show either November the 8th or the 15th. We'll discuss that later. But let's thank everybody. Thank Gary Null for starting this station, Progressive Radio Network. Thank our director, Jesse, our engineer, Kelsey, our staff, producer Stuart Hassel, associate producers Lydia and Greg. And thank our guest today, Brenda. Thank her for talking about women's health. And thank you, the listeners, for coming in. Be sure to hear us again next Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you.